理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 21 The Palmers returned to Cleveland, their home in Somersetshire, the next day. A few days after they had gone, however, Mrs. Jennings was taking a walk nearby and met two young sisters, who she soon discovered were her distant relatives. When Sir John heard the news, he immediately invited the two young girls to come to Barton Park for dinner. Lady Middleton was quite upset that she would quickly be having guests, as she had no time to prepare her home and children for the grand look she always hoped to have. The young ladies arrived, and they looked quite fashionable with good manners. Lady Middleton soon became quite fond of the two sisters, as they were rather eager to compliment her home and children, which Lady Middleton loved to hear. She declared them to be very agreeable girls indeed. Sir John then went to the cottage to invite the Miss Dashwoods to meet the two Steele sisters. He declared that the two were the sweetest girls in the world, although Sir John said such things about most people he would meet. "Do come now," said he. "You must come. I declare you shall come. You will love the Steele girls. Lucy is quite pretty, and so friendly and agreeable. And both of the girls wish to meet the Dashwood women. You must come to meet them now." The Dashwoods politely declined the sudden invitation, promising to go for a visit within a day or two. When they did go for a visit to Barton Park, they discovered the older Steele sister, Anne, to be nearly 30 years old. She looked rather plain and dull, with somewhat impolite manners, which the Dashwoods soon discovered. However, her younger sister, Lucy, was rather pretty, at 22 or 23 years old, and a great deal more clever and graceful than her sister. At the end of their visit, Eleanor and Marianne had no desire to know the Steele sisters any further. The Steele girls wished to be considered highly by the Middletons, and therefore gave great compliments about the Dashwoods, insisting that they were certainly the most beautiful, elegant, and friendly girls they had ever met. Sir John hoped the Dashwood and Steele women to become excellent friends. Sir John believed that close friendships are easily formed through spending an hour together each day, no matter if their interests and characters are quite different. Sir John told the Steele girls all the information he knew about the Dashwoods, so a friendship between the girls might grow more quickly. He was quite delighted to tell them of Marianne's interest in Willoughby and Eleanor's fondness of Edward Ferrars. Of course, the girls were not pleased that their private affairs were discovered by two women they hardly knew or respected. One evening, the Steele women were asking Marianne and Eleanor about their secret love interests, but Sir John, delighted to be involved in any conversation, told the curious women the name of Eleanor's love.
"Ferrars,"
repeated Miss Anne Steele.
"Mr. Ferrars is quite an agreeable man, indeed. I know him very well."
"How can you say so, Anne?"
cried Lucy.
"We have seen him once or twice at my uncle's. We do not know him very well."
Eleanor was quite surprised to hear such news, but did not ask any questions about the matter. She was astonished to see how nervous Lucy Steele became after her sister declared them to know Edward well. Eleanor suspected that the girls knew something more about Edward Ferrars, but nothing more was said. Chapter 22. During Lucy and Anne's stay with the Middletons, Eleanor was the Dashwood sister responsible for showing friendly, proper behavior towards the guests. Lucy, in particular, showed great interest in talking with Eleanor and made conversation with her whenever possible. Eleanor discovered that Lucy was, indeed, a rather amusing and clever girl, but realized that she knew nothing of books, art, and poetry, and rather pitied poor Lucy for it. One morning, the two girls were taking a walk together when Lucy admitted a great secret to Eleanor, which she was not too willing to hear.
Please allow me to ask you a rather odd question,
said Lucy.
But do you know Mrs. Ferrars quite well?
No, I know nothing of her,
Eleanor replied after a moment's silence.
I'm sorry to be so impolite in asking such a question, but I feel that I can trust you. Therefore, I must ask for some advice from you on how to manage the uncomfortable situation I am in. I am sorry you do not know Mrs. Ferrars.
I'm sorry I do not,
said Eleanor in great astonishment.
If it could help you to know my opinion of her,
Eleanor said, quite annoyed at Lucy's impolite questions.
I never did understand how your two families were connected anyway. Therefore, I'm a little surprised you are asking me about Mrs. Ferrars.
I will tell you indeed. I do not well know her now, but I hope very soon to be closely connected with her,
she said with a smile.
Oh, my,
cried Eleanor.
What do you mean? Do you know Mr. Robert Ferrars well?
Eleanor responded, rather bothered, thinking that the two might one day be sisters-in-law.
No, not Mr. Robert Ferrars. I've never seen him,
she said, looking carefully at Eleanor.
But his older brother.
Eleanor looked at Lucy in complete astonishment, unable to say a word.
Yes, you may be surprised,
continued Lucy.
As we have been engaged in secret, no one has known except my sister Anne and ourselves. I have no fear that you can keep this secret, as I know you are quite a trustworthy young woman.
After a moment's pause, Lucy continued to explain.
We have been engaged for 4 years.
4 years?
Yes. I did not know that you even knew him until the other day, when Sir John mentioned your family knows him. I have known him for several years. He was schooled at my uncle's home for quite some time.
Your uncle?
Yes, Mr. Pratt. Did you ever hear Edward speak of Mr. Pratt?
I think I have,
replied Eleanor, trying to hide her pain and disappointment.
He lived with my uncle for 4 years near Plymouth. We met there, as my sister and I often stay with my uncle.
I was quite unwilling to agree to marry him without first meeting his mother, but I was foolish and in love with him. You know as well as I do how easy it is to fall in love with him.
It is strange,
said Eleanor after a short silence,
that he has never mentioned your name to me.
No, it is not strange,
Lucy replied confidently.
Our engagement is a secret. Therefore, he must never speak of me to anyone. Miss Dashwood, what would you do if you were in my position?
Pardon,
replied Eleanor, shocked by the question.
I certainly cannot give you any advice. You must decide for yourself.
Poor Edward,
continued Lucy.
His mother is so controlling of him. We never are able to see each other more than once or twice a year. Did he seem quite upset when he came to visit you at Barton? He was so sad when he left us in Plymouth to go to you. I was afraid you would think he was ill.
Did he come from your uncle's when he visited us?
Yes, he had been staying with us for 2 weeks, and he was so disturbed he had to leave.
After a long silence, Lucy took out a letter she had with her.
Writing to each other is the only comfort we have in such long separations,
she said, as she handed the letter to Eleanor. Eleanor was shocked to see that Edward had written the letter, but continued to hide her emotions from the impolite young Lucy.
Perhaps you noticed the ring of hair around his finger,
Lucy asked.
I did,
Eleanor said, without looking at Lucy, who was smiling with satisfaction. At that moment, they reached the cottage, and their conversation ended.